The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Besechet Sukkah, brought to you Mebein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Aleph, and we're holding right at the Halakha of Mishnah, Berishona. Berishona haya lulav nital b'migdash shiva u'bina yom echad. When the Beit HaMikdash was built, so the lulav was a chiyuv d'oraita in the Mikdash, all 7 days of Yantav, and outside of the Beit HaMikdash, unless you hold like the Rambam learns Medina includes the entire city of Yerushalayim as well. But almost all the other Rishonim learn Medina means in Yerushalayim as well. So Yerushalayim has the din of outside. So in the Medina, it was Yom Echad. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, after the Churban, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyeh Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva Zech LeMikdash. So he made a takona, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, among many other takonas that he made in the transition between the Zman HaBayit and the Zman HaChurban. So one of the important takanot was that the lulav should be taken zecher lemikdash for all 7 days, and another takana that he made, and for some reason these two takanot were put together, even though there were many other takanas as well. One of the takana that he made was that the yom hanef is kulo asur, which means that the day of the hakravas haomer, even though midioraita, this is what we think, even though midioraita the Omer was actually mutter in the morning, on that day, the Chodesh is mutter in the morning, because only if there is a Beit HaMikdash is the heter of Chodesh dependent on the actual Korban of the Korban HaOmer. But since, if the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, you will make a mistake of thinking, well, last year it was okay in the morning, so it's okay to eat Chodesh in the morning now, but you wouldn't realize that it isn't okay, because now there's a Beit HaMikdash and you have to wait for the Hakravas HaOmer. So therefore, he made a takana that the entire day is usher until the evening. Now, actually, that isn't correct, but we'll see what is correct later on. And as a beautiful Chassam Sefer writes that it could well be that the reason that these two are put together, even though they're not connected with each other, is because the tzata say that he made a takana zecher lemigdash, that you should have a lulav all 7 days. It was very discouraging to people because it made them feel, if you need to make a Zechel HaMikdash, apparently we're in for a long haul. And oh boy, did they not dream of how long. But we're in for a long haul. So because of that, we put together this takana, which is, look, you know, next year you may have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't make a mistake. And you'll say, well, that way sort of balances the psychological element. And actually, the Gra writes that they're all takanot have many, many different levels of issues, which are not, because I'll tell you only one or two of the things to take into consideration, but so this may be one of those things. Ask the Gemara Minolan Davdin and Zecher LeMikdash. This issue that we should make takonas as a Zecher, what is the marker for that? Omer of Yochanan, it's actually a pasuk. Because we see that Yirmiyahu focuses on the fact that nobody seems to care about Tzion. So there it says, Ki ala aruchala umimakotayech erpaechnu mashem, ki nidacha karulach tzioni. Doresh Einla. Apparently, nobody has any concern for Tzion. Could you just move over a little bit so we can put the other shoe? Nobody has any concern for Tzion, as they should. Miklal, if it says Doresh Einla, Miklal, Deboy Grisha. The Torah expects you to care about Tzion and to be Doresh Tzion. And that includes making a takana zecher lemikdash, which is part of that Grisha. Beautiful, beautiful drasha. So what is this? How does this work? The 16th of Nisan comes along, which is, of course, a great time to celebrate Purim, because that was the day that Haman was hung. Perfect for today's daf. You know? So the 16th should be Kulay Aser, because otherwise you may make a mistake. And what is that mistake? My time. Because let's say, Meirai Baneh Beit HaMikdash, here you are on the 16th of Nisan this year, and if the halacha was that last year you were able to be semech on the moment that sunrise occurs on the 16th of Nisan, the grain is no longer considered to be new. So you'll say, oh, so Eshtakad, last year, didn't we eat the new grains at the beginning of the day? Yes, we did. So why can't we do the same thing this year? Milo achalnu b'ha'ir mizrach. Ashtanami necho, we should do that this year as well, but that would be terrible. Because inu lo yade, such people would make that error, would not be aware of the fact that Eshtakad, the year before, there was no Beit HaMikdash. So because the lo havi Beit HaMikdash, that and only that is the reason that ha'ir mizrach hitir. So that you can eat from the beginning of the day. But this year, that there is a Beit HaMikdash, you have to wait until the Akravat Korban HaOmer. The Omer is Matir. Wait, I'm not quite sure I understand. When exactly was the Beit HaMikdash built? I mean, if the Beit HaMikdash was built today, meaning on the 16th, so then the morning of the 16th, there was no Beit HaMikdash. It was already Mutter. It doesn't become Usher again once you build the Beit HaMikdash, right? So that there was Hutra Chodesh Shadayer Mizrach. So that doesn't make sense, all right? So it can't be that it was Ivni Bashitza. So Elam the Ivni Bashitza, Hare Hitir Heir Mizrach. Elo, what are you going to say? That it was Nivna on the 15th. 15th was Yom Tov. It was a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
So Rashi, we'll talk about it in a moment. But the 15th means before. In other words, from the 15th earlier. But if that's the case, then you do not have to make a takona till the end of the day. Because the din is, and this was the halacha all during the years that the Beit HaMikdash was kayam, why wouldn't it be the halacha on the first year of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that you could rely on chatzot? Because Beis Din certainly would not be mitatzel beyond chatzot to bring the Korban HaOmer. Dotzlan harechokim, no matter how far away you were from the Beit HaMikdash, you could be certain that mechatzot hayom v'lahalon it was mutter. Because Beit Din would certainly not be mitatzlim bo. And therefore, even if you want to make a takana, I mean, you don't have to make a takana, the whole day is also. Make a takana that the up to chatzos is also. That way people will be noeg during the Yemot HaChurban the way they mean to be noeg and need to be noeg at a time of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So something is wrong over here. You see, if you would have told me that I could work it out, that it was built in the 16th during the day, I'd say, okay, so they weren't ready yet. But the problem is that if that would be the case, then you wouldn't have to wait for the Omer at all. So something, no matter how we look at it, it's not working out very well. I'll tell you. The case could be over here that it was built during the night. Now, that's also a problem. Because Ein Beit HaMikdash Belayel. Same way Ein Beit HaMikdash is not on Yontav. It's not Docha Yontav. That it also wouldn't be built at night because it says Ubiyom Hekim Et HaMishkan. From there we learn out that the Hakamat HaMishkan, the Mikdash was built on the Mishkan, is Dafka during the daytime. So both Rashi and Tosfos say that the issue over here is that the third Beit HaMikdash does not require building because it comes down min hashamayim kulo banu yomishuchwal. So it's prefab. All you need to do is screw it in the right places, connect the electricity, plug in the air conditioning ducts. So fine, so that takes a little bit of the time, but it's not such a big deal.
I have a picture in my sukkah.
Of the air conditioning?
No, the coming down.
No, coming down.
It's very nice.
That's actually an issue. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can be makriv even without a Beis HaMikdash. So this, why Tosef says that? So why wouldn't we? You know, why wouldn't we? How could he be giving the shiur over here if he holds makriv and mavav b'shein bayin? So then, why is it that we're making the din tolly in a Binyan Beis HaMikdash? The Tosef says that the only time he says that is if there's an actual mizbeach. But if there's any, even a pagam in the mizbeach, Rabbi Shua has made that you can't samamela, you need to have a mizbeach that would be kosher. So it's the same problem anyway. In any event, it's talking about over here that it came down, let's say, during the night, or somach l'shkiyas hacham the day before. Now, the problem is that the Omer requires a great deal of preparation. First, you have to go around all kinds of different places, find out the place that was mocked in and has tefillah that is ru'uyat for the Omer. And then it needs drying. It has to be dried over ovuv shel kloyos, which is a special type of popping, you know, kind of thing like a popcorn kind of thing. And then after that, it has to be ground in a particular way that you grind that's good soaked. And then it has to be dried out because otherwise you're going to. So then it has to go through 13 different sieves, each one a little smaller than the other. This takes an immense amount of time. In order to be makriv of the Omer by chatzot, you have to have started, not while you're busy connecting the electricity to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have started the day before at least and know where you were going and had to be identified. I mean, so therefore, we're chayshesh that first year not a function of atzlus. It's just that they'll be too busy to be able to really get the omer done in time. And that's why it was going. So you have to wait until the end of the day, because you can't be semech on chatzot. Now, you realize, and this is the Chassam Sofer's point in why the Mishnah put these two things together, you realize how absurd this takon is. I mean, the chances of such a thing, you know, that the Beis HaMikdash would be, it's only a one-time event, right? So we're concerned that for one day in all of history, if it happens to work out on the one day that would cause that problem, which is on the 16th of Nisan, at the particular hour so that the Beis HaMikdash would have come down, it wouldn't be too busy, and so on. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we have in general the Rabbanon aren't chayish for things that aren't matzri. We don't even make a takona. If you're going to make a takona like this, so obviously, time is the same, sorry for him. Obviously, the point is the specific issue that people should think to themselves, my gosh, you know, you always have to worry that the Beis HaMikdash will show up. So it's a point of being mechayev of you in increased awareness. No matter say, how likely is that? And it's like people make a joke, yeah, when Mashiach comes, we'll worry about it. But on the contrary, that's what you got to worry about. So Memela, it's putting the two together. That even though we're making a takana zeich al mikdash, what do we have to make a takana zeich al mikdash? Next year we'll have a mikdash already. So even though you're making a takana zeich al mikdash, you balance out that takana with a takana that shows the extent at which we are immersed in the sense of the immediacy of the coming of the next space of mikdash. Reb Nachum by Yitzchak Omer, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Reb Yehuda Amar. You don't understand the whole thing. You have it completely backwards. It's not that Reb Yochanan is making a takana that we're worried that you're going to be semech on Heir Mizrach, and therefore he says you got to wait till the end of the day. That's not the point. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai actually holds it would be also midoraita. That's the point. Not because the Beis HaMikdash will be built, but on the contrary, when the Beit HaMikdash is not built and there is no Omer, you cannot eat the Tevuah Chadasha until the end of the day. Midoraita, you can't. Dictive. And this was with Yerushita. Ad etzem hayom hazeh. What's the ad etzem? It says, lechem kolif chame lo tochlu. Ad etzem hayom hazeh. Ad aviyachem et omerat tenufa. So we have two different in here. Ad etzem hayom hazeh is one shir. Ad aviyachem et omerat tenufa is another shir. Tainas rebuta ad etzem hayom hazeh always means ad va'ad v'chlal. So it's an inclusive ad. So that would mean either till the very end of the day, of the 16th, which is the etzem hayom hazeh, or until you bring the Omer. If there's no Omer, Hitkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you better keep the Halacha d'oraita. Later we're going to say, why does it say Hitkin? But first we ask, what do you mean he holds of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? The whole point is he doesn't hold of the Shita. Mamiflek poligalai does. It's the Mishnah. Says that he's chaylik, actually. Ditnan, if anything, it says just the opposite. In Rosh Hashanah it says, that Misha Charav Beit HaMikdash. And there in the Mishnah it says, what? It's an Issa D'oraita. What do you mean? You make a takana. Minatera, it's Asur. Halo minatoru di Asur. Dichtiv ad etzem ayom hazeh, ad itzumel shayom. So how can we say Rabbi Yochanan was following the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan? If the whole point of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan argues on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. No, you misunderstand. What was actually going on, is that Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying. He thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying that he meant minarabon, and let's be mitakin. Because of this whole thing over here, maybe the Beis HaMikdash should come down, etc., etc. So this is why are you telling me that? It's also been your idea. But he was wrong. It was actually Rabbi Yehuda who dekatoi, who savar, he thought the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant minarabonan ka'amar. But that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually agreed that ad etzem hayom hazeh means ad v'ad b'chlal. You have to wait till the end of the 16th if there is no Omer. But what do you mean? But it says hitkin. Doesn't hitkin mean a takana d'rabbana? V'hitkin ka'amar. No. Hitkin just means tikkun. Hitkin means to make things correct. People who have lost track, because for the past 400 years, we've been eating at chatzot. So they lost track of the case. What would be if there would be no Beis HaMikdash? 400 years is a tendency to do that. And look at the new religion we developed in 20 years. It's unbelievable. So 400 years, you can imagine that people will think that it's midday of the 16th. That somehow is mater the Tevuah Chadasha. Therefore, you have to go out to teach. That's Kraditkin. Went out to teach and to be Machayev and to know. Everybody should know from this point on. You have to wait until the end of the day. So it turns out that the entire discussion about a putative Takona and Gezerah was actually all moot. And now we have, for Kovod of Purim, we have our word. Yom Tov HaRishon Shachar Shechal Yod B'Shabbat. So during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, outside of the area of the Beit HaMikdash, we're over there. There was still, you would carry the lulav still on Shabbat. Obviously, you can't carry it outside, but they didn't have yet that takana, which we'll talk about. The problem of maybe you'll come to be metalto, Arbam is b'shus harabi. So what did they do? What they did is everybody brought the lulav to shul on Erev Shabbos. And then they would have to go early Shabbos morning, because if you came on time for davening, by the time you found your lulav, among all the hundreds of lulavim, by the time you finished arguing that everybody, no, that's my lulav, it's not my lulav, and so on and so forth, they would already be past boruch. So you had to allow extra time, so you had to be mashkim the next morning early, everybody would become to be in makiret shalom, because you're not yotze with another person's lulav on the first day. That means you can't even be yotze. Even if everybody says amechel, doesn't matter. It would be shaul, it would be puzzle. So therefore, you had to come to be makir your own lulav. That's because the lachem biyom harishon specifically biyom harishon. However, b'shar yomot achag after the gezerah. So b'shar yomot achag when we were taking lulavim. So then, Adam Yotze Yidei Chovato B'Lulav Shel Chaveiro. There, you actually would be Yotze, it wouldn't be such a problem, so you wouldn't have to wake up early. Rabbi Yotze Yomer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Another din. If, L'maisa, you did not bring your Lulav to Shul before Shabbos, and you forgot it was Shabbos, you're running out, you're all excited to be bringing your Lulav to Shul, you're carrying on Shabbos, your Lulav, you know, V'Shachach V'Otziyat La'Lulav L'Rashut Rabbim, you would be potter. Why? Because you were a Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. And a Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah is Potter. And since Hotzio B'Rishus, B'Rishus meaning with the Rishus of the Mitzvah, that was Machayev, you have to quickly do the Mitzvah. Yeah, you can't be in any way relaxed when your Tzav, a Mitzvah, is Loshon Zeros, as we're going to see on the Daf today. And probably coincidence that it works out in this week's Parashah. So. But the Zeros, the Mitzvah, is actually going to confuse you, and because of that, the Torah potters you.
There was one Shabbat I saw a guy walking with his minim to the Knesset, and I thought I felt awkward telling him, but I figured he'd feel more awkward walking to the Beit Knesset than being the only one and everybody jumping on him or whatever. So.
No, he probably was a Talmud Chacham who knew that according to the Rambam, Migdash includes Yerushalayim, and he held that since he lives in the old city, I assume that's where you see him, So since he lives in the old city, he's chayev and lulav on Shabbat. And the whole takana was never made when the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Mela, there was no problem. And he was mechuyev in his lulav on Shabbat.
Except for the fact that he didn't point that out to me. So
because he didn't want to be...
I didn't want to embarrass me now.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's
okay, right. Fair enough.
His minion had just blown shofar.
That's right, for before. The same reason. Yeah. So although Meir Simcha was very upset about that shita, he thought it was ridiculous.
To not blow shofar?
No, to think that because the Rambam holds that the Migdash includes Yerushalayim, that therefore Bizman Hazeh Yerchayev in Lulav, he thought that was idiotic. Was for one very simple reason, he said it's idiotic. What do you need a takana for Yochanan ben Zakkai then? So people are still carrying the Lulav Shiva. Why do you need a Zekel Migdash? The Migdash is still there. Because the Kiddush wasn't Betelah, then the Yerushalayim. If you hold Yerushalayim, it's 99 than in the base of Migdash. So obviously, the halacha that it has a shame Migdash is only because Yerushalayim is an extension of Migdash. If there's no Migdash, you're not going to give Yerushalayim the din of the base of Migdash without a base. It's absurd, he says. Of course there would be no chiyuv. Not to mention that even those who hold that maybe it would be applicable, do not hold that the dinim of the Yom Rishon would apply to all of the days. The other chumrah that people have, all the chumrahs of Yom Rishon would apply to the other days. That isn't true. It's not that. It's still a special din in Yom Rishon, wherever it is. The fact that the Shivas Yomim doesn't change with the applicability of Lachem and all the other dinim that we learn out from Lachem. Anyway, but that probably, he didn't want to get in a fight with you. He figured, no, Melan, Amoritz,
what do I know?
What do you know? Exactly.
That's more likely.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should explain to them that he's from Yerushalayim and where there's a Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Anyway,
he knows that.
Yeah, what did we have? We had the Shagrir next door making a Tisha B'Av party, I think, in Finland, no?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, on Ritchie's Island.
What?
With the only other Jew on the island. Mm-hmm.
Party.
And party on Tisha B'Av, Shabbos.
Shabbos
during the 9 days, I think. Yeah. The Israeli ambassador came out there. Like, wait, how many? Yeah, Frank. Minani Mila. So how do we know that you're not Yetzir B'Lulav HaShulchan? The Tanna Rabba. First of all, Lekachtem Lashon Rabba means everybody has to do the Lekicha. Shtei Lekicha B'Yad Kol Echad V'Yachad. You shouldn't think that because the parsha of the Arba Minim comes together with the dinim of the Korbanos, maybe it's a din in something that you do as an act of Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is different. But that's the case. Not everybody has to do it. A Kohen does it for everyone. And comes along the pasuk to tell me, no, it's a mitzvah like wearing tefillin. You know, somebody else wearing tefillin for you. Nobody else can carry a lulav for you. Furthermore, lachem, it has to be your own personal lulav. So even if it's borrowed, it's not kosher. Yishalachem is lotzi et ha-sha'ul v'et ha-gazul. Mikan amru chachamim, which we refer to in the Mishnah, ein adam yotzei yideichu v'to b'yom tov harishon shel chag lulavo shel chaveiro, unless you actually give it him b'matana. Even though you're not allowed to give him matana on Yom Tov, so there's a machloket why that's okay. According to Beit Yosef, it's not a problem because a tzarech of a mitzvah is okay. And there's other shittas. Magen Avraham says it's because matana menat lahachzir, we never made a takana that you're going to come to write it down because it's done right away. And you give it, he gives it back. It's more of a formal kind of thing rather than worrisome, you know, writing a contract thing. So the takana not to give a matana wouldn't be chal on such a thing. But in any event, you'd have to give it to him as a gift. Then it could be yotze. And in fact, there's a famous story when Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva were coming on Barnea's boat. Undoubtedly, Barnea wants to tell us about the Maisa. Why would they be buying Besvina?
They left from
Yavne Yam. Left from Yavne Yam, traveling to Sukkot with all problems of Sukkot and Besvina. Eichad Sukkotcha, where to get
a the very same day, put them into Cherem, Rabbi Gamliel's already on the boat. How does that happen so fast? Because you just go from Yavne to Yavne Yam, you're at sea in a matter of a little while.
Barnea, I thought your neighbor included the boat, not just the Yavne Yam. And the only one who had the lulav was Rabbi Gamliel. And I mean, to get a lulav under those circumstances, he paid $1,000 for that lulav. You know, there was some smart aleck who knew that they would be stuck without a lulav, brought a lulav. Oh, I just happened to have a lulav. You know, but I couldn't part with it for less than $1,000. Anyway, so Rabbi Gamliel, he took the lulav, and he was Yotzebo, and then he gave it to Rabbi Yoshua as a matana menat lachzir. Rabbi Yoshua took it, was Yotze, and he gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, also with the matana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tosva says that Rabbi Gamliel had made clear in the beginning that they could all give to one another as long as it got back to them in the end. So the Tanai wasn't that the person who took it should give it back to him, but it was that it should get back to him, as we'll see from the end of the story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Yotzibo. He gave it as a matana to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Yotzibo, and he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel.
Like a pay it forward sort of thing? Hmm? I needed one, and so I got one from Shimon, and then I gave one, and then I use and give it. But it's going to get back to Shimon.
Right, yeah. And why do we have to say that last piece, that he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? Because that's the whole point. That it's clearly was necessary to give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, because if not, they wouldn't have been Yotze, which means that it must have been a matana manat lachzir, and it's coming to teach me that a matana, it's a milta agavurche kamashma. Meanwhile, you have to learn this din, that a matana manat lachzir is a Shema Matana. It's not considered to be a tnai that undoes the meaning of what it is that you're setting out to do. Because you are giving it to the other person, and it is his during such period, up until the time it was Muhzar, and therefore the condition is a secondary issue. It has to get back to us. It has to do with the fact that it's yours while you have it. So therefore the tnai is Moyo. Kiyadama Rava. We find that Rava says the halacha is that if somebody gives an etrog, and he says, "Hey, lecha etrog ze, al menat shetachzirehu li." The din is, if he's not lo, viyatzabo. If he was machzir in the end to the person who gave it to him, then he was yotze. But if he was never machzir, it now turns out that he never owned that lulav or etrog. If he never owned the etrog, it wasn't his to be yotze lo yatzah. By the way, why does it mention that he paid $1,000 for a lulav? Lomeli lameimach shelakho be'elav zutz. Lo diakar, just in case you learned Sav Loshen zeros as a contrast to Chavivus of the Loshen of Vayikra, this comes to teach us Kama Mitzvot Chavivot Aleihem. So you see that a mitzvah itself is Chaviv. I'd like to look at an old framework, so I'll say, a nice book that discusses that issue. Omer Le, a word from our sponsor. Omer Le Mar Bar Amei Mele Rav Ashi. So Mar Bar Rav Ashi. Maramemar said to Rav Ashi, my father, Amemar, used to hold the lulav and esrim while he was saying Shemana Esrim. So he tzuliya komatz like that. He would daven holding his lulav and esrim. Neitzvei, I thought, you're not allowed to daven holding something that is valuable. Lo yochaz adam tefillin biyado v'sefer Torah b'cheiko. If he needs to daven, because then he's going to be told not to drop it. And he shouldn't be urinating with these things, because again, it's one thing if you're wearing, but if you're afraid you're going to touch them or something, it's inappropriate. Even though normally you're allowed shenat arai, but that's only if you're wearing. If you're holding it, it may slip out of your hands and be ruined. V'yomar Shmuel, and Shmuel explained, it's not a din in the Kedusha, this is Sir Tadavan, it's not a din in the Kedusha of the Tefillin and the Sefer Torah. It would be exactly the same if you were holding a knife. You're holding a knife, and now, are you concentrating on your davening, or you're concentrating on not losing a toe? So, that's the question. Anything that's matrid you, you're worried if you're going to drop it, you're going to hurt yourself, or you're holding a bowl of soup while you're davening.
I bet.
Yeah. No, no, that is no problem. It's chasun against Richie hitting it with his head, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we've tried it a few times. So,
experiment.
Kikar ma'ot arielu kayotzevem is exactly the same. You're not allowed to daven holding these things. It'd be an actual question. How to understand this Gemara? Whether you're allowed to daven from the iPad? We'll see in a moment. There are now serious differences among the Rishonim as to what the issue is here. So, answers the Gemara. Hasam lav mitzvah ninu. When a person is involved in something that is irrelevant to his tefillah. So over there, it's going to be matrid him from his tefillah. But if he's talking about over here, something which is the actual lakichas l'tzarech mitzvah, because a mitzvah is so chaviv, he will not lose his concentration on it at all, because that's not called a tirda, that's called excitement. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn that because the whole inyan over here is for the awareness of sukkahs, so if anything, it will enhance his tefillah to have the mitzvahs of sukkah there in his hands while he's davening on sukkahs. According to which, you wouldn't say the chavivas is for the iPad because it's the tzarech mitzvah. It has to be a specific kli mitzvah. If you learn Rashi's job, that what I'm doing because I'm excited about doing the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not called a tirda. Obviously, reading the tefillah out of the iPad would be the same thing as the asik of the mitzvah itself. I'm holding a sitter. I'm holding an iPad. That's part of the tefillah. Tanya, Reb Elazar, the only thing that you might be targeted in is some from people coming along and shooting you while you're there. Yeah.
Can they get the weather report?
Tanya, Reb Elazar, Reb Tzedek, Omer, Kach Hayamin Hagan Shel Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam Yotzei Mibeito in Yerushalayim, they used to do like this. Person gets up in the morning, walks out carrying his lulav, goes to the Beit HaKnesset carrying his lulav. Kerei Kriyat Shema. He's mitpalel Shemoneh Esrei. He's holding his lulav the whole time. If he's going to go to be Kori B'Torah, or he's a Kohen, who has to be Notziat Kapav, so he's Kori B'Torah, he's supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. According to some reason, he needs his hand to be able to take the covering from the front of the Sefer Torah, like the Sfardim or like the Ashkenazim that don't do it. But in any event, what does he do with his lulav? Then he sets it down on the floor. So he's meniach agabe karka, and he picks it up afterwards. Then he goes to be mavakir chaylin, holding his lulav. He goes to be menachem avelim. I thought you don't go to be menachem avelim. Aha! So you see from here, they bring a raya that you do go to be menachem avelim, which must mean that, just like we say on Shabbos, that if you see an oval on Shabbos, you don't say the normal nusach, but you mention the inyan of nechoma, and how Shabbos itself is a nechoma, maybe that's the inyan on Yontef as well. And a lot of discussion about this issue, and a lot of different minhagim as to whether we are menachem avelim on Shabbos and on Yontef. And even on Purim, there's a lot of discussion, as your aunt is not keeping her avelut on Purim for... For your aunt. Is not keeping the not opening the doors to Nichum Avelim. And the idea, therefore, is that he would be holding his lulav there. Once he comes into the Beis HaMidrash, now holding a lulav in the Beis HaMidrash is definitely dangerous, because if you get angry at your chavrusa, you know, gira be'enei to sutton is one thing, but I mean, to actually stab a guy with your lulav will definitely end up endangering the lulav.
Yeah, that would be the problem.
And you may end up getting too involved in your learning and drop your lulav. You know, so over there, you better send your lulav back home to be put into the fridge. So over there, you send it back home, b'yad b'no, b'yad avdo, b'yad shlucho. Anyway, what is this coming to tell me? Well, if the daf was talking about chavivas of mitzvahs, we can't learn out tzav also. Kamashma diacha kamay is reason be mitzvahs. We need both the chavivas and the zrizos on mitzvah Shabbos tzav. Isn't that amazing? Rabbi Yossi Omer, whereas Rabbi Yossi says that if somebody made a mistake and walked outside on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah carrying his lulav, he would be potter because he's a terrible b'dvar mitzvah. Omer Abaye, but this is only, if he's potter, is only if he hadn't been yotzi with the lulav before. But if he had been yotzi already in the morning, he went out to his sukkah and he was yotzi with his lulav, so now he's carrying it out to shul. There's no pressure anymore to be yotzi the mitzvah. And the only time that you're potter for a Torah b'dvar mitzvah is where there's a tirda in the mitzvah. But if he wasn't torud, what would be that the p'tur? So if he was already yotzi, by the Rabbi Yossi would be meida, then in such a case he would be chayev. Ask the Gemara, but by definition, he was yotze. I mean, he had to pick it up in order to walk outside with it, right? So the moment that he picked it up, he's yotze. So he picked it upside down, which is why we hold the etrog upside down in order to, which Tosfos discussed this earlier, in order to say the bracha over lasiyot. Rav Amar, no, afilu tema shelo hafachot. Doesn't have to be that that's the case. If the guy is going out to shul, it's very likely that he's got his lulav in one of those containers that keeps it damp, and it, you know, so he has it in this big plastic thing with a little bit of water in it and so on. He's not holding the lulav, he's carrying the lulav. And therefore, he's not necessarily going to be yotze now. He took it up initially in a kli, so he wasn't yotze until he opens it up and he carries his lulav directly. What? Rava was the one who said before the lekicha yidei davar acher. Well, shmol lekicha, we're talking about to take it with your suter, with the gold handle and everything. Rava was the one who made a big fuss of saying, what's the difference if you took it out yidei davar acher? You'd still be yotze. Now Rava comes along and says you wouldn't be yotze if you took it out yidei davar acher? Yeah, but hani milik derech kavod. It's different. You see, there he's talking about part of the taking it. He's just saying there's no chatzitza. You have a gold handle, or you're wearing your gloves to be mechabed a lulav. You know, you say you put your handkerchief around it. That's derech kavod, and there's no derech chatzitza. But derech bizoyin is not the derech of lekicha of a lulav. There he doesn't say it. They carry the lulav what inside one of those plastic holders. That's not the derech kavod of the lulav. Omer Avuna.
In the context of lekicha.
Yeah, obviously. Omer Avuna. Omer haya Rabbi Yossi is another thing. Says Rav Huna, that Rav Yossi said about Torah b'dvar mitzvah. And that is that you will recall that an olata of and a chatata of are opposites. In the sense of the mokum of asiya, the olata of the malika is on top, and the chatas of the malika is on the bottom, and one is lo yavdil, one is yavdil, one is on the olata of is done on the immediately on the tzad Dorom Mizrach, whereas the chatas you have to get to the other side, to the Dorom Maharav. Normally, the twain shall never meet. The only problem is that in the event that there were a lot of olata of coming, then they would move the place of the olata of to the top of the Dorom Maharav instead of the Dorom Mizrach. Therefore, if a Kohen dropped the Olat Sa'of, would fall right into a pile of Chata'ot Ta'of that was underneath. And then it would be possible to get mixed up. Because the Olat Sa'of, of course, is not supposed to be eaten. The Chata'ot Ta'of is supposed to be eaten. The only thing that goes on the Mizbeach of a Chata'ot Ta'of is the Dam. So what happens if a Kohen would accidentally pick up an Olat Sa'of that had dropped into a pile of Chata'ot Ta'of, and he would eat it, thinking that it's a mitzvah? Says Rav Huna, Rav Yossi said about that case also, that an olata of that was found bein agapayim between a bunch of pieces of bird, thinking that it was a chatata of, goes ahead and eats it, vachla. So over there, he would also be potter. So he says, what do I need Rav Huna to tell me a Mishnah? I mean, it's the same thing, no? So what's the chiddush? Maika Marshall, now what? The Rav Yossi holds Torah b'dvar mitzvah is potter? I know, that's the case in the Mishnah. What is Rav Huna telling me something in a kindergarten child would know? No. It's not the same at all. Ma'a de tema. In the Mishnah, what's the case? You're a toeh b'dvar mitzvah, and you're potter because you ended up doing a mitzvah through your ta'ut. You carried your lulav to shul, and we're b'kayim the mitzvah of lulav. So over there, you're potter. Maybe there, b'ashenkin oven, the case that I'm adding, where you're eating an olas off, there's no mitzvah in Israel eating an olas off. So over here, you were toeh b'dvar mitzvah, thinking it was something that it wasn't, and you never did any mitzvah. Well, I've had mitzvah. So maybe I would think that Rav Yossi never said in such a case that a Torah about Var Mitzvah is potter. Imalo, kamash malan, even so it would be kosher. Yes, the Gemara, but it's not even true. Rav Yossi, not kosher, me potter. Rav Yossi does not hold that a Torah about Var Mitzvah, v'lo asa mitzvah, is potter. Because we have exactly that case in which Rav Yossi says, ha-shochet et ha-tamid she'eino mivukar ki'ilchato from Mumi. On Shabbos, he's chayev chatos. The din is, obviously, you're makriv the carbon tamid on Shabbos, but a carbon tamid requires bikur. It has to be checked for mumin before. And in this case, he took, this kohen was so anxious to bring the carbon tamid, he took a carbon that had not gone through the 4 days of bikur, and therefore, he wasn't allowed to use it as a tamid, and you'd think that he's potter on the Shechita and Shabbos. No, he's chayev to bring a korban chatas, and he needs to bring another korban tamid, because only a tamid mevukar is kosher. No, that's a tamid var mitzvah. The guy's under pressure. He feels he wants to bring the korban tamid. Obviously, because he was not mekayim the mitzvah in the end. And therefore, Rav Huna is wrong. Rav Yossi indeed only says tamid var mitzvah if he was mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Huna says even if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. How's he going to explain this one? Answers the Gemara, no, says Rav Huna, bar mineida, but please give that to Barnei. I mean, forget about that case. No, itmar Allah, we've already explained that case. Itmar Allah, Rav Shmuel bar Chatoi, Rav Amnon Saba, Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian, Rav Huna Amar Rav. The case over there was only because the guy was such an idiot that he took it from a lishka which was not mevukar. He didn't even go to the lishka Zatloim, where they kept things in order to bring them as a carbon. So he wants a shortcut. That's not called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. That's called an idiot. That he's not, I mean, that's almost amazing. So he wasn't worried, I got to make sure I have the right carbon. He couldn't care less. In which case, Adarabah, that's not considered to be a Toya. It's lots of time to bring a carbon by spend another 2 minutes walking over to the correct Lishka. So obviously the guy doesn't care. And that's not called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah under pressure. And therefore, Rav Yossi is saying, Dafka, over there you would be chayav. But Ein Hachinami, in the case of Rav Huna, where he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Achila, and there's no way for him to know, that's called a Teya, and he's potter, even though he ended up not doing a mitzvah. Was enough to be matir. But ashtadika beta migdash, you have to wait for the omer to be matir. Wait a minute. When was it evening? Evening ema. Ilemed evening beshitza. Is by the time it was heater, Eir Mizrach was already heater. Ella di evening bechamesa. So the most you have to be geyser is to wait until chatzot. Bechatzot ayom v'la'alan tishrei. That's not harachokim from Beis HaMikdash. Or mutarim bechatzot ayom v'la'alan, because they can assume that ein beitin mitatzlim bo. Alotzrich di evening belaylia, or maybe somach l'shkiat acham of the day before, or if the day before, which wouldn't be Yontif if you hold it, but we'd have to be talking about not on Yontif. Menachem bar Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going a leave of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yom HaNefes Osir min HaTeira. Dichtiv ad etzem ayom hazad itzumer shel yom, bekasava ad v'ad bichlal. What? Nisava lekavatei, ha-miflak poligalei. The Tznan, Mishacharab Beit HaMikdash, Itkin Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka, Sheyom HaNef Kulu Asur, Omar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean, Itkin? Alo Menat Torah Hu Asur. Dechtiv Ad Etzem HaYom HaZad Itzum HaShayom. Rabbi Yehuda was Toyen. He thought that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka meant Min Rabbonan. Below he was saying over what the din is midiraita kama, but it says hitkin. Hitkin means that it's a drabona. No. My hitkin darash vitkin. Yom tov rishon shechag shechaliot b'shabbat kol ha'am lechin et lulaveim lebet haknesset lemochorat mashkiminu ba'im kol echad v'yachad makirat shelo v'not lo. But you'd have to allow that because omru chachamim ein adam yotzei dechavatom yom tov rishon lulavo shel chaveru. The rest of Yontif is not a problem. Even if people are Michael, you lose, use their lulav. V'shayim otachag. Odom yotzi dechuvatov lulav oshel chaveru. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a further din is that on Yontif arish ha-shachag, shachaliot b'shabbat, v'shachag v'otziat ha-lulav v'rishut ha-rabim, poter, v'pnei shotziyo b'rishut minanimile. The Tanur Rabbanan, first of all, it says lukachtem, which means everybody needs to do a private lakicha. And then it says Chagum Lachem means that Lakicha has to be your own, fully owned lulav. So Mishalachem Lotzieta Shaul Vieta Gazul. And Mikan Amru Chachamim, Ein Adam Yotzei Yedei Chuvato, V'yom Tov Arisha Shachag, B'lulavo Shel Chavero, Elim Ken Notno Lo Ban Matana. Umaseh Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ozem Ben Azayev, Rabbi Akiva, Shoyu Mesubim Ben Bnei Brak, Shoyu Boyim Besfina, V'lo Hoya Lulav, Ela Rabbi Gamliel Bilvad, it's Tetvav, Shalokho Be'elav Zuz, Nitalo Rabbi Gamliel, V'yatzabo, Nitanolo Rabbi Yeshua Ben Matana, Nitalo Rabbi Yeshua V'yatzabo, Nitanolo Rabbi Ozem Ben Azayev Ben Matana, the Tolo Rabbi Elazar ben Azar v'yatzabo v'natano b'matana l'Rabbi Akiva. The Tolo Rabbi Akiva v'yatzabo v'chzir l'Rabbi Gamliel. L'omeli l'meimar chziro b'yot agavur chekamashmola. That obviously was a matana malat l'chzir. And apparently that's good enough. Shema matana. Kyod Omar Rova. Hey locha etrog zel manat shetachzirehu li. The Tolo v'yatzabo. Hechziro yatza. But lo yizro lo yatza. L'omeli l'meimar shelekacho b'elav zuz. Odiach ha-kama mitzvot chavivot alayim. Omele mar bar ha-meim el-ravashi, Abba, tzuluya komatzli be, meitvei, lo yorchez adam tefilin biyado zivetero b'cheko yitpalel, v'lo yashtim b'mayim, v'lo yishan b'em lo shenat keva, lo shenat aray, v'lo mashmul sakin v'kara v'kikara ma'ot, are all the same thing, because we're just afraid that you're going to be torahed in it. Yeah, but that's because it's not a mitzvah, so it's torah bohu. Hach a mitzvah nino velo torah bohu. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Tzadoko, Merkach haya min hagan shel anshei Yerushalayim. Adam yotze mibeito lulavo biyado. Olech lebet haknesset lulavo biyado. Kori kriyat shmo nitpalel lulavo biyado. If he has to break for a minute to be kari b'tera, noisi et kapov, sets it down for a minute agabi karka. Then after davening, he's Eilich Lavakar Chaylik, well, Nachem Aveilim, Lulav Obiyado, comes into the base of Medrash, then and only then, he's Meshager, Lulav Obiyad Beno, Biyad Avdo, Biyad Shlucho. My Kamashmacha, Kamashmacha, Odiacha, Kama Yuzrizim B'mitzvot. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yom Tov Arishon, that he was Teyah to take it out of Shuta Rabim, he's a Teyah B'dvar Mitzvah, he's Patram Rabbi, Lo Shana, Lo Shalo Yatzabo Abayim. Then he would be chayev because he's not torahed. What do you mean? But the minute he was magbe, he was already yotze by definition, no? Amar Abaye, not necessarily. What if he picked it up upside down? Kishavcho. Rav Amar, afilu tema shelo avcho. But we're talking about that the guy picked it up to take it to shul. It's probably in one of those lulav holders. So if you want to see how big kli. So Rav, I thought holds it like he had a davar acher shmo lakicha. Yeah, but hani mi lederach kavod, aval derach bizayon lo. Omre vuna omre hoye Rabbi Yossi. Olat haof shnimtzit bin agapayim, ukasov urchatat haof ivachla patur. What's the chiddush? That Torah b'dvar mitzvah is patur, and that's our Mishnah, you know, huh? Ma, that they met only in our Mishnah, where he was a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, is patur, where he was osa mitzvah. Hani di yavad mitzvah, v'loch Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and there was no mitzvah at all involved in eating an oil asayif, so emolah, That's not even true. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shochet Tamid Sheino Mevukar Kilchato B'Shabbat Chayev Chatas V'Tzarech Tamid Acher. Omer Lai Ah Bar Minei De'ahi Ha'idmar Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Chatoi Omer Rav Amnuna Tzaba Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan Omer Rav Huna Merav Kegon Sheviu Milishka She'enan Mevukarin. Okay, today's daf Mem Aleph. And we're at Omar Ravashi. Three lines. Yesterday we were discussing the machloket about whether you are able to be mechalel the peirot of Shviyas. And from there, that was a machloket with Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you can be mechalel derech chilul or only if you're buying and selling. Then the kedusha goes off on the next level. We brought rayas from a brisa, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. It's obviously no matter. And then we came along and we said yesterday that Rav Taina that when once the Brisa brought in already the halacha of whether you're allowed to use, this is Machlokas Rabbi Meir we have in the Chachamim, are you allowed to use live animals for chilul of Meiser Sheni or of Shviyat? Because of Chashash Shemi Yigadilni Amadarim Adarim, you'll end up being over on Shana when it comes to Maaser, or to Biur when it comes to Shemitah, and other dinim. So there was a Rav Taina that there was the only Machlokas was when it came to males. You don't really need males to be Megadol Adorim Adorim. And so the Machlokas is whether they extended the Zera, that they asked males because of females. It's difficult for people to keep in mind the whole measurement. That was the Machlokas yesterday. Rav Ashi says an additional thing. The whole Machlokas, the original Machlokas, from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether you can use Derech Chilul or Derech Mekachum Memka, is only Bepri Rishon. Only Machlokas was Nogea, the original Perot Shvi. So Rabbi Elazar says, since it says you can't be mechalelet. You have to be mocheret. But once you've already been mocheret, now that whole halacha, pre-sheni, that's something else. Pre-sheni, once you've already sold it. Now you have something that has kedushat shvi'i, because in the cases before, you exchanged it for meat, the meat for the fish for the wine, and so on and so on. Each one of those levels, over there, everybody's moda, you could be mechalel. So therefore, the whole raya that we had yesterday, and it makes sense, by the way, right? Because to say that I'm mechalel something, but it retains its kedusha, is a little weird. That's not really chilul. I mean, that's more like tmura. So he's saying it makes sense to say with it. The only time the Torah said the words ki timkru memka was on the actual peirot of Shviyas and on Yovel. Shnat Yovel, that's fine. When it comes to after that, where you have a din that it's teifes at the mouth, but that it doesn't end up becoming permanently kodesh, so then it's like everything else that's kodesh. That's exchangeable, so you can exchange a derech chilul too. That everybody agreed. The only question was whether we're going to be derech at a smuchim, which is the ki timkru memkar, or we're going to learn the ki timkru Memkar is coming to tell me another issue completely about how terrible it is to be Isaac and Schorab and Shviyas, right? Ah, there's a little bit of a problem though with that assertion. What's the problem? Yesterday, the whole raya that we had, that indeed the Braita agrees that it's only Derech Bekach Memkar, is because it went through Lokach Be, Lokach Be, Lokach Be, again and again. Kept talking about bartering one thing for another. You're bartering the meat for the fish for the oil, and the oil for the wine, and so on. That was the whole raya. Now you're telling me, well, but actually it could have said Chilo. There. It was only the very first one that it couldn't have said chilul. That's a little weird because the whole raya was from the repetition. Lakach, lakach. Now what are you going to do about that? Ah, that says the Gemara. Look, it's not saying it needs to be derech l'kicha the whole way. The point, the time is trying to make a point. The point he's making is to stress, he wants to highlight l'kicha as opposed to mech. Now, he can't highlight it only by saying it in the first case because then it's not highlighted. So he would have said lakach and then he would have used either chilul or lakach for the other case. So then we wouldn't have paid much attention to the original lakach. Like this, he repeats it. Lakach, lakach, lakach. Aide. So once already he used Aide the Tana Reisha lakach. Once he used the word lakach in the Reisha. So he kept using the word lakach. Because you see, you could always say to the Tana, wait a minute. If you only would have said lakach in the first case. Lakach, peperot, shmitah, basar. And then you would have had five further cases in which you'd have said, chilel, abasar, al hayayin. An hayayin al hashemen. Hashemen al adargim. Whatever order you want, right? So wouldn't that have been a very strong highlighting that the first case is after lakach and all the other cases are actually chilul. Then that would have been a riot or belos. Yeah, oh, that's true. But already once I say lakach in the first case, I'll keep doing lakach. That's also a threat. That's like saying aide. Once I start with that, I'll go all the way through. Hey, Ravina to Ravashi. Says Ravina to Ravashi, that can't be true. Because look, it says like this, me Somebody's got a problem. He has a sela that he wants to use to buy a suit. Now, what's he going to do? The sela has kedusha shvii. He can't use it to buy a suit because there's no din of biur on the suit. It's la'ochla, the Torah says. Not for other purposes. What's supposed to do? Well, what he could do is like this. He could go to somebody who will allow him to do mekachu memkar to get rid of the kedusha shvii on his coin. Let's see. So he knows a fruit man, his local fruit man. The guy likes him. He'll do him a favor. So yelach etzochen vania ragila. So, you know, you go to Faisal. Actually, it doesn't help going to Faisal because he's not going to keep it in Mishmita. So you go to Rami. Okay, but the Kedusha, you can't give over this. So you go now to the fruit man and you say, hey, do me a favor. I'd like to buy a sella worth of apple. Wink, wink. So he sells you a sella worth of apple. Fine. Venotainla. Now, he's handed over his coin to the fruit seller. He's got in his reshus apples that are now Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas. The fruit seller has a coin that's not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas. Then he says, you know, I really like you. I think I'm going to give you these apples as a gift. So Hare Peirot Alolo Netunim Lecha B'Matanai. Gives him back the apples. And then the fruit man says, you know, I really like you too. Here's a sella. He gives him back the sella. Now there's an exchange. So now the Shemitah is not exchanged. The poor fruit man is left with Peiros that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas now. Okay, but he's ready to do a... I mean, look, it's good public relations, you know. They put this on the sign already. Buy your fruits here. We do exchanges. Wink, wink. So... okay, so he did him a favor. He ends up with Peiros B'Kedusha Shviyas. This guy ends up with a coin, and now he can use the coin and go in and buy himself a suit. Now, you must admit that this is a rather strange and Rube Goldbergian way of getting rid of Kedusha Shviyas. If Chilul works, take the coin, have the fruit, say the Kedusha of this coin is now B'Chilul on this fruit, and go and walk and buy something with your coin. So how could you say the coin, by definition, is going to be pre-Sheni, because unfortunately money doesn't grow on trees. So therefore, what you're dealing with, according to your own sheet, you just said, Ravashi, that once it's money, for sure Chilul works. Well, it's pretty clear over here that once it's money, Chilul doesn't work, because otherwise, why do I need to be friendly with the fruit man? So therefore, you're wrong. So V'ha'aka, the pre-Sheni over here, it's talking about money. And you see how complicated it gets. Katani derech mekachu memkar, only if we do it through buying and selling in, then it works. Derech chilul, which would have been the easy solution to this problem. Lo, I don't have that option. And you're claiming everybody agrees I have the option once I'm dealing with a coin. Now, how are you going to claim that? Says the Gemara, you're right. The whole assertion of Ravashi was backwards. Alam Ravashi, actually, what Ravashi is saying, is that machloket b'pri-sheni. The whole machlok is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, is talking about the pre-sheni, meaning what you've already exchanged for the kedusha of the original fruit that grew from the ground. Aval b'pri-rishon, if you're talking about the very thing that grew from the ground, everybody is mod, even Rabbi Yochanan is mod, derech mekach in derech hilolo. Obviously, you cannot be machalot. Again, not because of the posik and I need to be derech the smuchin. The derech the smuchin is for the other peirot, for the pre-sheni, pre-shlishi, and so on. It's all called pre-sheni, obviously. The first one, however, mitzad ha-svara, I mean, it just makes sense that if something is not going to lose its own kedusha, we darshan v'ahaya, v'ahaysa ha-bahavayata yesterday. Existentially, it's always going to be kedusha. There's nothing you can do. First reason. How can I be mechala then? You're telling me, by definition, there's no way of removing the kedusha. Fine, then. There's no chilo. You want to tell me that stof is a damav? Stof is a damav is derech mekach. For that, I don't need the pasuk. Because we're not changing our whole appreciation yesterday of how the machlokas revolves around the use of the pasuk, of the comparison of Yovel to the din of Kitimkru Memkar La'amidech. It's just that it doesn't make sense to call something where chilul, the word chilul means to de-sacrifice it, desecrate it, right? Okay, but over here you're telling me you can't unsecrate it. So if you can't unsecrate it, that's the word chilul, so the chilul is not pasuk. What you could do is you could sell it, so then the thing itself becomes kadosh, the other thing too. Fine, that I understand. So now, what about the original raya that we brought from the Braita, where it says, Echad Shvi'it Ve'chad Ma'aser Sheni. Doesn't Shvi'it over there, it says over there you could be Mechalal. You're saying you can't be Mechalal. Doesn't it say over there now, Shvi'it, doesn't Shvi'it mean the actual Perot Shvi'it? You're saying everybody agrees, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you can't be Mechalal. No, says the Gemara, it doesn't mean the original fruit. When it says Shvi'it, it Dafka means the Mei Shvi'i. I'll prove it to you. Ilo Temach, what do you think it's talking about? I think it's talking about the actual fruit? Okay, so what about Meiser? It says Echad Shvi'it Vechad Maaser, right? So then Meiser is also talking about Maaser Mamash, the actual fruit of Maaser Sheni. How can you possibly take actual fruit of Maaser Sheni and be Mechalal it on a behema? It says Beferish in the Torah, Vitzarta HaKesev Biyadecha, that if you're outside of Yerushalayim and you need now to bring your Meiser up Yerushalayim, Vitzarta. There we learn this means Kesev, Dafka, Sheyesh Loturah, something, a coin. It has to be Mamash a coin. It can't even be a metal. So then Dafka and money. Koshkin can't be an animal. So how you, obviously, when we say that you can be Mechalal Meiser Sheni onto an animal, what we're talking about is being Mechalal the money that had already been Mechalal the Meiser Sheni onto an animal. Fine. So now I want to take the animal, bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it. Fine. But certainly not the original Meiser. On that it says, Vitzarta Kesviyadeh. Ela Dumei Maaser. So what did it mean? It meant the money that you had already been Mechalal the Meiser Sheni fruit onto. Fine. So that's exactly what it means by the Shvi'ah. The Zechat Shvi'ah is Zechat Meiser. The Meiser is talking about money. Shvi'ah is talking about money. All I just said Rav Ashi, is that the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar was not talking about anything but money. And that's why we're bringing a Raya Liba to Rabbi Yochanan. Had it been the original fruit, there's no possible way to be Mechalal. Not a Liba to Rabbi Yochanan, not a Liba to Rabbi Elazar. QED. Are we happy? Of course we're happy. Do we show our happiness? No, of course not. Why make me happy? No. No, that's the whole point. You can't put it on the money. Nobody will put it on the money. The original Kedusha will never transfer out. And Chil means transferring out. Ashenker over here, we're learning just about Tovface. Tovface is not Chil. So Tovface can be done only through a different kind of act, such as Mekach u'Memka. Will become Tvisa, but it will not take off Kedusha with the fruit. Well, that was the old alien story. Is that a real problem? You're on, Sabrjansh.
Look, I had a commissioner.
Rishona. Back in the old days, in the happy days, when we had a Beit HaMikdash, Hayalu Lavni Talbi Mikdash Shiva. Used to be the only time that there was a Hayalu Lavni of all 7 days was in the Beit HaMikdash. Proper, according to Ramban, where we live, it's also called the Mikdash. But everywhere else, Bamedina, it was only one day. And of course, we saw that already in the Pasuk. L'kachtem l'chem b'yom ha'rishon. That's l'chem. There are two separate dinim. However, anybody who you live in Johannesburg, you only took your lulav for one day. How did we get nowadays that wherever we are, we take a lulav for 7 days?
Six days,
because one day is always Shabbos.
Outside of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, of course, sure. Yeah. So, of course, why did that happen? Yitkin Rabbi Yochanan Bazakai, Shiei lulav nital b'medina shiva tzekel migdash. Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid. Nobody's going to remember anything about the way it was when there was a Beit HaMikdash. So he made a Zecher LaMikdash. And now we read the Pasuk L'Kachem L'Chem, and we wonder, why are we taking it then 7 days? Because there used to be a Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, which we look forward to once again. So therefore you make a Zecher LaMikdash, and we make it every year, therefore, 7 days. And he also made it another Takana. The other Takana was Shiehei Yom HaNeif Ulo Asu. Now here we get into different issues. First issue, you could tie Zechel HaMikdash does not mean that I am afraid of what would happen, that people will forget the halacha when they come back to the Beit HaMikdash. No one will keep lulav. That's not the question. But dafka Zechel, as we'll see in a moment, we need a raya that you need to make a Zechel HaMikdash. Because you could have told me that what it is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did over here was he wanted to make sure that people wouldn't forget the din of lulav nital shiva b'mikdash. Not a Zechel HaMikdash. A Zechel HaMitzvah happens to be the mitzvahs of a Mikdash. Remember that. That's not for me to remember the Beit HaMikdash. That's not what it is. It's a Zechel HaMikdash. We'll see that's different. Now, Lamaisa Stosis points out, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made many, many takanot. The only reason we're bringing these two together is because they were made together and they're interrelated because they both revolve around how we act during the time when there is no Beit HaMikdash, taking into consideration that there will be a Beit HaMikdash. So now, the Yom HaNeif is this route. Normally, we're not allowed to eat the peirot that grew this year, Chadash, that grew this year, until after we bring the Korban HaOmer, right? Normally, you could breed it basically halfway down the day. We know that Bezdin takes good care of us. So wherever you live, you could be certain by midday, for sure they already brought the Omer. They're not going to wait till the end of the day. But how about if there's no Beit HaMikdash? So now, comes along the next year, people say, so let's eat it again in midday. Therefore, comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say, from this point on, you have to eat it. You have to wait only till the end of the day because you didn't bring the Korban. And now at the end of the day, you can eat it. But then, of course, it's not a takona. Then it's a dioraita. Because if you bring the carbon earlier, then it's edible earlier.
But if you don't bring the korban earlier, then only after the 16th of Nisan are you allowed to eat the new tefuah. Yeah, after the sunset. Now, then that's not exactly a takana. If that's the way it works, then we'll have to say what it means over here by takana, is that he went around making sure that people realized that. He made a tikkun, that he made a takana d'rabbana. It's really the oraisa, but he went around teaching it, so he's mitakein the world. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning, and this is dependent on our understanding of what the meaning is of the pasuk, ad etzem hayom hazeh. What is ad etzem hayom hazeh? The yom akrivchem et ha'omer. Is it until the end of the day, if there's no hakravat ha'omer? Or is it till the beginning of the day? So if there's no korban possible, then the Torah says, okay, the morning it's already kosher. So that's another way of learning the Mishnah. Actually, the moment there was no Beit HaMikdash, after the morning of the 16th of Nisan, you're already allowed to eat the Tzvua Kadasha. But Rabbi Yochanan was afraid. And what happens if next year there's a Beit HaMikdash? And everybody now assumes, well, last year we ate from the morning. Why can't we eat from the morning this year? Not realizing that if you have an option of Akrava, then only if you actually brought the carbon would it be okay. Therefore, he made a Takana. You know what? No matter what, let's wait until the evening. That way you won't get into trouble. There are two ways of learning the Mishnah. We'll discuss them in the Gemara. But first, you told me that he made the Takana of Shiva as a Zecher LeMikdash, not as a fear that we won't be able to remember to be Neitel Shiva. We'll see what the difference is between this and the Yom HaNah. So, Minolan Davdin and Zecher LeMikdash, how do we know that there's even such a concept? That if there's no Beit HaMikdash, I need to always have in mind in what I'm doing, the correct way of doing it, that it should be, there should be a Beit HaMikdash. Omer Rav Yochanan, we darshan it actually from a pasuk. The Omer Kro says in Yirmiyo, Ki a'ale aruchalach umi makotayech erba'ech. I'm going to heal you. Ki nidacha karulach, says the Navi. They used to call you the nidacha, and you were the city. Tzioni, doresh einla. Tzion, that nobody gave a hang about. Nobody was doresh. People just sort of remembered it as some weird religious kind of thing. Zion, whatever Zion is. Make movies about Zion. Mashma from the pasuk. It says doresh einla. Bichlal de boy drisha. The Torah is saying, look at this level of negligence. What should have you been doresh more than Tzion? And Tzion doresh einla. So from there you see that there's a chiyav, as much as possible, to keep people conscious and concerned. But Tzion, be always involved in the drisha. That was the basis of the Takkah. Thanks to our president. It's not intention, it's you're dragged along. This is the basis of the din of Zechel Mashiach. Even for holes on the walls. Looking for one here. The next takkotin that he made, Shie, Yomanev, Anav, Kulo, Asur, my time. What's the svara now? Here's one of them. Meira Yibane Beit HaMikdash. Look, Beit HaMikdash could be built. I mean, by next year you'll have to worry about the bringing the carbon iron. The Yomru and people will say, now wait a minute. Eshtakad, Milo Achana Ba'ir Mizra. Last year, we were able to eat right at the beginning of the day. So this year, Ashtanami Nechol, let's eat again at the beginning of the day. V'inu lo yada, little do they know, Eshtakad, lo havi Beit HaMikdash. The year before, when there was no Beit HaMikdash, indeed, the halakha was that Hitir Mizrach, Heir Mizrach Hitir. Sunrise is already Matir eating from the new fruit. Ashtadika Beit HaMikdash. Once there is a Beit HaMikdash, and now there's the Chiev of the Hakrova, then only the Omer would be Matir. Therefore, because of this confusion, because it's a very strange halacha, that it changes according to what the options are, whoever it is such a mitzvah, if you have the option of bringing a carbon, then you need to wait till you bring the carbon. If you don't have an option to bring a carbon, then you don't need to have the carbon. Weird. So nobody thinks of that. So here it is, they figure, okay, here Mizrach is Matir. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, I don't get it. When exactly was this Beit HaMikdash rebuilt? Ivni Emad, when was it rebuilt? Was it rebuilt on the 16th itself? If it was rebuilt on the 16th, then in the morning when the Beit HaMikdash was not as yet built, then there's no problem, because already Heir Mizrach is Matir, there's no problem, right? Was the Beit HaMikdash built the day before? Was it built on the 15th? How could you build the Beit HaMikdash on Yantar? Beit HaMikdash is in Darch Yantar. At the 15th,
isn't it supposed to come down?
Home? That's Rashi's answer. Yeah.
Wow.
Richie. There we go. So, in Achinami, let's say, so what? It's built on the 15th, meaning that it came down completely built. So then, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say, the entire day is Asur? Is it not true? That's not. Did we not learn that at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, says in the Mishnah, Arachokim, wherever you live, even if you lived in Borough Park, Mutarim Mechatzot Hayom V'Lahalan, you were allowed to eat your matzahs on that day from Chodash, when there was no problem from midday. Why? From the time of Chatzot in Yerushalayim. Why? The fisher ain't beit din mitatzlima. Everybody could be absolutely certain. Beis din is not going to be playing games. Definitely by midday, the omer was already brought. We can rely on that. This has caused disaster, obviously. Because all those stores that had their main clientele was Khan Lo Mochrim Kadash. Well, what are they going to do now? I mean, it actually 6 hours worth of heavy profit gone. It's earlier. What about people on Mars? Yeah, not their problem. So that doesn't make sense. So what was Rabbi Yochanan's real concern? This is an amazing takana. For 2,000 years, we're going to have the following concern, that for the first year, this is only for the first year, of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, assuming that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash took place on one particular day, it was built the night of the 16th of Nisan. For 2,000 years, in case the Beit HaMikdash will be built on the 16th of Nisan, the night before, right? Or maybe it was Tzomach L'Shkiat HaChama. It was right before the end of the day. Tosfos says, which day? Some people say it means the day of the 14th, because you can't build it on the 15th. Once you say that, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So therefore, Tosfos says, obviously, it's got to be Richie's answer. So it could be the Tzomach L'Shkiat HaChama of the 15th. And therefore, what will happen? So what's the problem? The problem is that to get an Omer ready is a major, major time-consuming effort. The location of the Omer of the first one. And then it needs to be dried out. Then it needs to be put through the Ovuv Shokolio. Then it has to go through 13 different Nabah. I mean, it's a major thing. There's not going to be time to get it ready. Get it ready by Chatzot. So even if Bezdin are not going to be Chas V'Shalom in any way, Mitatzlim, it's impossible to get it ready. Therefore, people will end up being Nichshal. And so, he made a takona that it should be till the end of the day. Because by the end of the day, then even under the worst possible circumstances, Bezdin will have brought the Korban, and if not, the day anyway was Matir, and everything will be just fine. So now, it turns out, could it be that maybe the real Tikkun of Yom HaNaif is actually a Zecher LaMikdash for 2,000 years? And this is the mechanism of the Zecher LaMikdash. Since it is possible for that there should be such a chashash. Do you understand what this does to people? The thought that, look, I mean, what if the Beis HaMikdash comes down tonight? You know, what's going to happen now? There's going to be confusion with the Tim of the Yomer. So for 2,000 years, we've got to worry about this. Shiloh, whether from Chatzos to the end of the day, it gives a tremendous sense of immediacy of your concern for the Beis HaMikdash. Is that the question? Normally we say, Rabbanan are not mitakein something for one event, one possible event. I mean, it has to be something that's a general problem to make a takana. That would explain why Yom HaNeif goes together with the din of Zecher LaMikdash of Nital Shiva. It's just a question, what's the mechanism of the Zecher LaMikdash? But underlying it all is a concern for the Beit HaMikdash to be in the Merkaz, in the center of people's consciousness. What do you mean? How you give it people? They don't know anything about it. But you're gonna get what? You think you're gonna have the internet all over? After the Haredim have warned you for years, no internet. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, assumingly nobody did Tshuva. Dor Shekula Chayev. My cynicism isn't going over well. Let's go back. Fine, that's one approach. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. No, it's completely the opposite. You have it all wrong. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Yomer min ha'teira hu di'asur. You're wrong. The morning would not be matir. If there's no Beit HaMikdash and no chance to bring a korban, then you have to wait till the end of the day. Doesn't it make more sense? If you have a korban, so then the korban is matir. If the korban is matir, so you wait until the end of the day when it's no longer possible to bring the korban, and now Chodesh becomes mutter on its own. So what he was saying was actually a diraisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You're not allowed to eat the Chodesh until this very day. What's the meaning of Etzem Hayom Hazeh? Kosavar Ad V'Ad V'Chlal. Until and inclusively until the end of this very day. Notice that this is another Tesvav issue. Zeichel HaMikdash Shivas Yomim of Sukkot and Zeichel HaMikdash Yom HaNeif from Pesach. So maybe on the 15th, something here begins. Where's your Zeicher? The morning of the 16th of Sukkot. Morning of the 16th. So therefore, it must be that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was that it's also many rites. Now, of course, if so, why did it say say that he was mitakein. It's not a takana, it's a diuraisa. That we'll see in a moment. But first, the Gemara is concerned with the assertion that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this shita, and that actually it's osir kol hayom kulo. Ask the Gemara, umi sava lagavat. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agreed with Rabbi Yehuda? A mifak poligale. The Farish in a Mishnah, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's not, because the Mishnah actually says, Mishacharav beit amigdash, hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shiyeh yom hanef kulo asur. It says in the Mishnah, like it says here, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. To which Rabbi Yehuda replied, what kind of takana? Amala Rabbi Yehuda, alomina Torah hu asur? I need your takana, it's like a hole in the head. This is an answer to the Oraisa. Dichtiv ad etzem ayom hazeh, adi tzuma shel yom zeh. The Mishnah itself turns this whole thing into a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda. And you're trying to tell me that, no, actually, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, I guess we should throw out the Mishnah. No. The way to understand the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going around claiming this was a takana, so who saw a midrabanan ka'amar? He thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant today, because of the Beis HaMikdash, we have a new halacha, meaning that's a takana drabanan. But lohi, of course, that wasn't what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant. It was a dioraita. What do you mean it was a dioraita? It says hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Hitkin means it's a takana. No. My hitkin, darash vitkin. It was derech. The Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ad etzem hayom hazeh, Ad v'ad v'chlal. And then he was mitakein, meaning he went around to make sure that everybody knows about this tikkun. Well, you think the word takana means that the basis of the takana is the rabbanan? Every takana is, I do something to see to it that the dioraita should be preserved. So the takana over here is, I do something to see to it that the dioraita is preserved. What do? I teach. I teach everybody that from now on, you mustn't eat the Tua Chadasha at Chatzosa the 16th. You have to wait till the end of the day. What's wrong with calling that a tikkun? That's not a tikkun. It's the biggest tikkun. Which part? Of course. That was the basis. Correct.
In order to understand it, you
need to
give it over, yes, understand.
Could be.
But reinterpreting the Pasuk to mean that if you're lambing a korban in a Torah, it's a sure
korban. It's a sure meteorite. Like Rabbi, exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Until that point, it wasn't a geya, Baruch Hashem. Every year, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to look at what would be if Chas V'Shalom we don't have a korban. No, it says, now he went, looked at the pasuk, and said, Vezmir, let everybody know. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Lihiyot B'Shabbat. Kol Ha'am Bo Lechinet L'Laveihem L'Beit HaKnesset. So, at originally, as we'll see, so the mitzvah of Lulav was done on Shabbos as well. Whatever we're talking about in the Beit HaMikdash, outside of Beit HaMikdash, like we say later on, it says here, Beit HaKnesset, which could be in any town, even when the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam. So what do? You can't carry your lulav on Shabbat. You can only use it for the mitzvah. You can't carry it outdoors to bring it to shul. So what happened is that everybody, Erev Yontif, kol ha'am molechim et lulavein lebet ha'kneset, l'mochorat mashkinu boin kol ha'chad v'yachad makiret shalov v'not lo. The next day, everybody identifies carefully their own lulav and esrog, and they use it, because you can't use somebody else's. You can't just make a pile of lulav and esrogim for the tzibur, or have a shutafut, because after all, yivnei sh'amru chachamim, ein adam yotzei it says, it has to be your own. You can't be yotze with somebody else's lulav. Shar yomot ha'chag, the other day, there adam yotze kovato b'lulavo shel chavero. Not on the first day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is another big chiddush. Yom tov harishon shel chag shechal liyot b'shabbat. Suppose, in fact, the first day of Yontif falls out as it did this year on Shabbat, and the guy forgot. In those days, when they kept the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbat as well, the shachach hotziyat alulav l'rishut rabim patur. He isn't even chayav a korban chatas. Why? He took it out with his involvement in the mitzvah, and that's called basically to'ah b'dvar mitzvah. He made a mistake while being involved in a dvar mitzvah, and there is patur even from a korban. Fine. Of course, we'll look into it tomorrow. But first, let's figure out, why does the Mishnah say you can't be yotzei with someone else's lulav? Minani mili. I mean, me, why can't you just make like a shutafut? Everybody puts their money together. They buy 50 lulavim and esrogim. And that way, whoever comes to shul on Shabbos takes a fine lulav and esrog, and he's a shutaf in it. Ah, because shutafut's not good enough. Because ulekachtem, Tana Rabbanan, ulekachtem, first of all, note that it uses the Lashon Rabbim, ulekachtem, shetehelet kicha biyat kol echad viachad. Every individual needs to be mekayim the mitzvah separately. I mean, I should hope so. Do I need to know that everybody needs to be mekayim tefillin separately? And I can't ask Richie to be mekayim it for me. And you should say, the guy who's got the best kavana. That he should be mekayim the mitzvah for me. What's the chiddush? This is a very important nekuda. The Miri explains it. So does some of the achronim. The Miri really wasn't available all that long ago. A lot of the achronim didn't see the Miri. They discussed this. But when the Miri came out, it was published with this question. And he's Masbir, it's interesting, exactly, almost word for word, what the Achronim say. That since all of the other inyanim of Sukkah, and the Avodah of Sukkah is to bring the rain, is a din in Bezdin, and it's a din in the Migdash, so that I bring a Nisach HaMayim. Not everybody does the Nisach HaMayim. Yisrael as a whole brings a Nisach HaMayim. Since the Torah talks about this, the Hashem Elokeichem, and so on, if it wouldn't have said Ulekachtem, I would have said the Shiva Tzion Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is a din in Bezdin, and that the Tzibur is supposed to be Mekayim this mitzvah. So part of the Lakachtem Lachem is the Lakachtem itself is a Kiddush. No, let's not get confused. There's two levels of this mitzvah. There's the Achrayas of the Tzibur to bring Geshem with all of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Beis HaMikdash and the Nizach HaBayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Poreach Chag and the Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth. Besides that, Lakachtem Lachem, every individual also has a mitzvah of taking a lulav. Then I also need to know, not only is the mitzvah of taking a lulav, what lulav? Lachem, your own lulav, Mishalach. You can't borrow a lulav, and you can't steal a lulav. Although it's better to steal than to borrow, as we saw, because at least if you steal, you became it. But then you have a problem of mitzvah baba avera. But maybe mitzvah baba avera is only the rabbana. Therefore, the firm response would be, steal that lulav. Mikan amru chachamim, ein adam yotze yedei chovato b'yom tavarishon shol chag v'lo lulavo shol chavero, ela im kein datz nolo b'matana. You cannot be yotz your chiv with someone else's lulav unless he gave it to you as a gift. Umaaseh b'Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Rabbi Akiva shahayu ba'im basvina, famous maisa. So here we had four great G'dayli Torah stuck in the middle of the ocean on Chag HaSukkot. Lohaya lulav el Rabbi Gamliel b'van Gamliel was fabulously wealthy, and he basically had a lulav brought in by helicopter shalakho be'elev zuz, that was $1 million lulav. They only had one for four people. Not lo Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzabo. Rabbi Gamliel took that lulav and was yotze. V'natnola, of course, when it says lulav, as it does throughout this pesach, it means the four meanings. Natnola Rabbi Yoshua b'matana. He gave it as a gift to Rabbi Yoshua. Not lo Rabbi Yoshua v'yatzabo. Rabbi Yoshua took it and was yotze, and then he gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a gift b'matana. Not lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'yatzabo. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took it and was yotze and gave it as a gift to Rabbi Akiva. Not lo Rabbi Akiva v'yatzabo. Rabbi Akiva took it, was yotze, v'yichziro Rabbi Gamliel, and gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Wait, what's that last piece? Gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Why is that relevant? Lomeli l'meimar hichziro. Why did it say he gave it back? Rabbi Gamliel was already yotze. Why do I have to give it back to Rabbi Gamliel? Milta gaburche kamashmalan. It's coming to tell me a chidush along the way. Namely, that matana manat l'achzir shema matana. Somebody gives you a gift and says, but I'm giving you this as a gift on condition that it gets back to me. Come on, that's not a gift. That's playing games. No, that is a valid, legal gift, and as long as ultimately it gets back to that person, during the period in which it was away from that person, it was entirely considered to be in the legal ownership of whoever owned it at that point. No, it's a special mechanism which is conditioned. If I make a condition, whatever condition I make, I give you a gift on condition that you jump 5 times on your head. It's a perfectly valid gift, isn't it? This Mishigas, the bank starts warning you where you're overdrawn. I didn't ask for it. If they would do that, Menashe Mayim, that would be talking. You know, listen here, buddy. Your account today is... We've been doing tshuva. Why can't we get that kind of service?
So he wrote back and he owed nothing, right?
No, but then it didn't get back to the guy.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that depends on the condition. But it's no different than any other condition. That's a legal condition. So therefore, comes to tell me this halacha. Yeah. Before the Tzerech of the Mitzvah, we could do the Matana. It's understood that it's... Even though normally, we're geyser because of Ksiva.
Okay. But in the specific order in which they... Why they detail it all this?
Once you're telling me the question of the order, explain to me why to everybody else they gave it b'matana. But to Rabbi Akiva, b'matana they gave it. Now go explain that one. I challenge you. Anyway, so it's coming to tell me Matana manat la'achzir shema matana. Ki hodi amar rava. Heilacha etrog zeh amanat shetachzireyuli. You give somebody an etrog, and you say, okay, I'm giving you this etrog on condition that you get it back to me. So there he has zero. If he gave it back, then he was yotzei his mitzvah. But lo zero lo yatsa. By the way, why did it have to say that it cost him $1 million? I mean, lama li lameimar shalakol be'alavzuz. Lo diacha. Kame mitzvot chavivot aliyah. He wants you to know how much a mitzvah was chaviv on these, on Rabbi Gamliel, on people like that.
Is it the same boat?
Is it the same boat? I'm told that that's where the song of Sukkala Kleina was actually made up. I want you to know, you're talking about how much a mitzvah is chavid. I couldn't get my father, a meimar, to let go of his lulav. He held on to his lulav the entire tefillah. He would daven Shemon Esrei. Of course, you don't daven Shemon Esrei during Sukkos unless you're using an art scroll sitter. The art scroll has Shemon Esrei for the regal. Did you ever see that? It's such a level of Maratis, but anyway, so even Davin Tvila Amida. It's like now it became a new term. The Tfilat Amidah is now, by definition, Shmona Esrei. If it's like the Israeli in Hebrew, they originally imported all the terms from England on a car. But it's complicated, you remember? So the axle, they used to call the front axle. Then, no, but originally they used to call a front axle ha'achori.
What?
the rear front axle. Vice versa. It's like that. It's called Shmona Esrei. So today we have the Shmona Esrei of Sheva Brachas. So he used to hold it during the Tefillat Amidah Meitveh. How are you allowed to hold something in your hands? Doesn't it say Lo Yochaz Adam Tefillin Biado? You're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hands or a Sefer Torah Becheko V'yitpalel while you're davening, because we're afraid to, well, what happens if you drop it now? And then if you don't drop it, then you're going to be worrying about it the whole time. Oh yeah, I got to hold on to this thing. Did you ever notice, by the way, the more you're worried about dropping something, the harder it is to hold it, the more you have to concentrate. It's like everything else in life. You try to do something, it takes a million times the effort. But anyway, meanwhile, you can't concentrate on your davening. So how is he holding a lulav? How's he going to concentrate on his davening? V'lo yashtin b'mayim, you can't urinate holding these things. V'lo yishan b'hem, you shouldn't fall asleep holding something like this. Even lo shenat kvar, we understand this problem of shenat kvar, v'lo lo shenat arai, which we explained earlier, is we're afraid you'll fall asleep for a minute, your hand will loosen and open. And off falls your Sefer Torah onto the ground. The Omar Shmuel said, this is not only a din in things of Kedusha. Sakin, Kara, Kikar, Umaot. You're holding a knife and you're davening. And you think to yourself, boy, if I concentrate too much on this, there I go shooting myself in the foot. Or you're holding a pot full of something to break, or a kikar, or a, which will become filthy if I drop the bread, or your wallet. All of these things, for that matter, your camera. You go down to the kotel, you're holding your camera and you're davening. You can't hold your camera and daven. So how is it therefore that Ramemar held a lulav so he wasn't able to concentrate on his davening?
And the baby
says, a baby you can drop. Talking about. So, answers the Gemara, the most amazing answer. The answer to the Gemara, the way Rashi learns this story, is that Hasam lav mitzvah ninu, v'torid bo. Hacham mitzvah ninu v'lo torid. He ain't heavy, he's my mitzvah. That's the point. Amazing. That's how Rashi learns it. Something that someone loves. that someone feels emotionally attached. You're telling me that that's what he's thinking about. Oh, this is a problem to hold and so on. He's enjoying himself. He's flowing into it. Becomes part of his davening. What kind of comparison? A camera? Compare a tefillin that you're holding in your hand. You're not being yotze mitzvah holding the tefillin in your hand. So there, of course you can't daven like that. You're going to be concerned with something that it's just a load on your back. Amazing approach, no? And so true. Just unbelievable.
He's right at every minute holding a little bit separate.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by separate kiyum, but you're certainly being Isaac with me. The shaila is, there's another way of the ritva has a different approach to this again. The ritva's approach is not that you won't end up being torah. In other words, the fact is that something that you're carrying is torah, is matrid. It's just that to be matrid, you're machshava on something secular, like a sefer Torah, it's vis-a-vis the tefillah, not being Isaac in the mitzvah. That's considered to be a bizri. But to be Isaac the mitzvah, be sure that's already mela. You know, that's part of your mitzvah. Like tefillah is part of your mitzvah. Rashi's strata is really beautiful, huh? Yeah. That we'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about this. Tanya Rebbe Elizabeth, Sodek Omer, Kach Hayam in Agan Shel Anshei Yerushalayim. Indeed, this minhag used to be the minhag of regular people who lived in Yerushalayim. Adam Yotzei Mi Beito, a guy walks out of his house in the morning, he's carrying his lulav biyado. Olech LeBeit HaKnesset, he's got his lulav. He's Kori Kriyat Shema, he's Mitpalel, his Tfilat Shiva, lulavo biyado. Kori Batorav and Oseet Kapav. Ha! And he comes now to read the Torah. Or he's a kayin and he's doing birkat kohanim, so he can't hold the lulav and esrog. Why can't he hold the lulav and esrog while he has an aliyah? It's interesting. They bring from here a raya to the minhag of holding on to the sefer Torah while you're having aliyah. Because otherwise, what's the problem of holding your lulav and esrog? You walk up, hold your lulav and esrog, look in the sefer and read. Well, why can't you hold your lulav and esrog? Does he have to put it down? So you put down your lulav and esrog. Then you pick it up again. You're now left shul. You certainly don't leave shul to go home. The first thing you do is you're mevaker chaylem, you're menachem aveilem. I mean, this is a normal day in Yerushalayim, right? Wherever you're going. Lulavo biyod. By the way, it really is. It's amazing, but it really is. Yeah, so they bring a raya first. You say, okay, minig was indeed to be menachem. It would be menachem aveilem. Nichnas lebeit hamidrash. You haven't gotten home yet. You go into the Beis HaMedrash, you're going to be sitting and learning. At that point, you're going to really get so involved in the sugya, you may actually drop your lulav and esrog. At that point, you send your kid back home with the lulav and esrog. Certainly don't want to walk into the house. Once you walk into the house, it's the end of the day. So you send the lulav and esrog back home, and you spend your day in the Beis HaMedrash to biyad beno, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho. Maika mashmon, you know, it's a nice story. And the moral of the story is? The moral of the story is, kama yuzri zim b'mitzvot. You don't want to get a sense of the involvement of the chashivas of mitzvahs in Yerushalayim? Of course you do. Changes. When I first came here, it's like 45 years ago, the people that I was with, my family, and an uncle lived in Meir Sharon. Bathroom was outside. You had to go, you know, public bathroom. No kitchen. Kitchen was at the end of the porch. It was like a little place you go. This was a guy who didn't know how to learn. Every single morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, every single morning of his life, you go to a shir. You learn a daf gemara. How much you understand a daf gemara? I don't know. Go to the mikvah. You go to daven. Then you go, you're Isaac in some kind of mitzvah. Then you go to work. We didn't go to work. On earth, not go to work. He worked like a dog. He had a chicken store. He upstairs cinching the feathers of the chicken with the little thing. That was a normal day. Come home late at night. Weiter back to the Beis HaMedrash. Listen to a drasha. You're davening. Mincha, drasha, Meiriv, Chavrusa. A couple hours sleep. You're back again to your 4 o'clock. This was like the norm. Everybody was like that. Beis HaMedrash packed at 4 o'clock in the morning. Who wouldn't show up? It's a different world. It's a different world. And clean. I mean, today you go to these areas. The cleanliness, the absolute hakoda on perfection of cleanliness. You off the floor. The changes are just, it's hard to believe it's the same world. Same place. The people look sort of the same. They talk the same language. No connection. It's amazing. It's just like two generations. But this is Yakira Yerushalayim. Imagine Yakira Yerushalayim. It's literally unheard of not to work. Unheard of. I have such a bad reputation. These guys sit around. Okay. Time for our review. Omravashi machloket bepri rishon avo bepri sheni divri akol ben derech mekach ben derech chilul. Va'adik tani lakach, 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 lakach. That's just because I did the tana ratio. Lakach, which was the pri itself, pri rishon, tana name sefer, but the pri sheni lakach. Eight ve'rivin l'ravashi, mi sheyesh lo selah shel shviyas. Ubikesh likach bo chalul, keitzad yaseh, yelech Petzok and Vania Ragilatzlo, Vomerlo, Tainli Bisela Perot, Vino Tainlo. Then he goes and he says, oh, you know what? Hare Perot alalo netunim lo kabamatana. So then the fruit man says, oh, really? Hey, look, a sela zubamatana. Bahala lo kear bamashi yirtse. Well, how could appreciate you? And you have to go through all this rigmarole, Vikatani derach mekachin, and derach alalo. So you see that it's not true that they don't argue about Rishani. They do. Elam Ravashi, on the contrary. Machloket b'prisheni, if you darshan, v'chitim krum memkar, it's going on everything. Avol b'pri rishonim v'mitzana svora. Even Rabbi Yochanan is moda that it's derech mekach and not derech chilo. Aye, it says there in the brayta that we brought as a raya, echad shviit ve'echad maaser sheni, so what's the raya? A shviit over there is obviously to make shviit. Dilo te ma'achi. Maaser. What do you think maaser means? Maaser mamash? Oktiv etzarta kesab yadecha. It needs to be cash. You can't use an animal for little mites of sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Ela demei maaser. Achanami demei maaser, which I mentioned earlier. And Tosfos, the Tosfos is in Achanami. In Yerushalayim, of course, you can buy a live animal too. Over there, it's Pilatzerach HaKrovu to Wissi. You bring your shalom. Berishon, ayalulav nital b'migdash shiva b'medina yom echad. Mishacharab beit ha-migdash yitkin rev yochan medzak ashe lulav nital b'medina shiva zecha l'migdash. Ve, shiye yom anaf kulo asur. Minolan dav dinan zecha l'migdash. Om rev yochan dam akra. Ki a'ale aruch alach umimakutayach erpaech no mashem. Ki nidacha kar ulak tzioni. Doresh ein la. Michlal te boi drisha. Vishye yom anaf kulo my time. Mehera yibana beit ha-migdash v'yom rashtakad bilo achalno be'ir mizrach. Ashtanami necho. V'inu lo yadi. Deshtakad lo havi beit ha-migdash. It was enough to have Eir mizrach. But hashtadika beit ha-migdash, you need to bring the korban ha-omer. Now wait a second. The evening ema. The ema the evening on that very day of the 16th. So, haray yitir Eir mizrach in the morning. Ela the evening the day before, huh? So then why isn't it mutar michatzot ha-yom ve'ela halan tishtrei? Zatzanan ha-rechokim mutarim michatzot ha-yom ve'ela halan. Lefi she'ein beit din b'tatzlim bo. Lo tzricha di evening ve'laylia. Inami sabruch l'shkiyat ha-chama. Yeah, I'll leave you with that. Menachem ben Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Bet minat teiru hu de'asav. Yiftiv ad etzem ayom azem bidz adi tzu b'shayom because sovar ad v'ad b'chlal. What? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds of Rabbi Yehuda. Misavar l'kavate amaflik polegale. He argues on him. Tetzanan. Mishicharab beitamin ashitin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shiay yom anef kulo asur. To which Rabbi Yehuda replied, asur? What? Vir takona? Halom minat Torah hu de'asav. Yiftiv ad etzem ayom That was Rabbi Yehuda's mistake. Who saw him in the Rabbanan Kamar and Rabbi Yochanan meant only as a takana? The Rabbanan v'loi midoraita kamar. But it says itkin. Itkin means darash v'itkin that everybody should be ragil. Yom tavarisha shachag shachaliyot b'shabbat kolam molechinet mulaveim lebet hakneset. Numochorat mashkimin uba'im kalachad v'yachad makir shalom v'neotlo. Mitesh amru chachamim ein adam yatzei yedeu chavato b'yom tavarishon v'lo lavo shachaveira. But shari motachag adam yatzei v'yedeu except it wouldn't have been Dorcha Shabbos anyway, so it's irrelevant. The other day, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tavarish Shachak Shachaliot B'Shabbat V'Shachak V'Tziat Alulav V'Shut Rabim. He would still be Potter B'Pnei Shot Siot B'Rishu. We know in Emilia that you need to have Lachem. The Tanur Rabbanu Lachem first of all means Tevekicha B'Yad Kol Echad V'Yachad. Lachem means Mishalachem V'Tziat Ashaul V'Yat Agazul Mikaram Ruchachamim Ein Adam Yatzi Yedei Chavato B'Yom Tavarish Shachak Lulav V'Shachavero Elim Kenot Nola B'Matana. And indeed this is what they read in the sukkah as they're eating the matzah on the first night, right? It has to match the seder. Not Rabbi Akiva v'yatzabo v'yatzabo. But if lo yichziro lo yatsa, lama li lameimar shelakho be'elav zuz. Hello, diachakam mitzvot chavivot aleyem. Omar leimar bara meimar l'ravashi, abet zluya kamatzli bei. Meisei lo yuchaz adam tfilin biyado, v'sefer Torah b'chekov yitpalel, v'lo yashtin be'em mayim, v'lo yishan be'em. loshenat kva v'loshenat arai. V'yomar Shmuel sakin v'kara ki karo ma'od. Hare elu kayotzebe. But asim lab mitzvaninu v'toribu. Hacha mitzvaninu v'lo toribu. Then Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzedek omer kacha yamin agan shalan shay Yerushalayim. Adam yotzei mi beito v'lu lavo b'yado. Olech v'bet ha'knesset v'lu lavo b'yado. Korei kriyat shmon v'tpolel v'lu lavo b'yado. Korei v'atora v'nosiyat kapab v'nicho agabi karka. Olech v'vaker cholim l'nachim avilim v'lu lavo b'yado. Yichlas v'bet ha'mitzvah.